Have you ever experienced something really bad? But now you're able to look back at it and see how God has used it for good? Anybody? I think almost every Christian could think of an answer to that question. A day or a season that was really bad, that was hard, for who knows what reason, but we're able to see that God has used it for some kind of good. I asked that question to the confirmation class this week. It was our last confirmation class. And everybody cried at the end of it because confirmation's over. And I asked the kids, can you think of a time that was hard, that was bad, but now that you're happy you went through it because God used it for good? And I got some good answers. There was one girl said, just this past week or two, I think it was over spring break, she was sick like the whole week and really sick, did not feel good at all. It was a bad week. She felt terrible. She was on the couch the whole week. But she said, now looking back at it, she's kind of glad that it happened. And she couldn't really articulate why at first, but she said, because I didn't have to worry about my schedule that week. I feel like I got really well rested. I just got to kind of be there with myself and didn't have to worry about what other people were doing. There was another girl who said she went like 6 weeks in a row with really bad heartburn and didn't know why, and it really made her anxious. And it would keep her up at night. And she had no idea why she was experiencing this heartburn. But she said, in those moments whenever I was really scared and I'd be up in the middle of the night, I would start talking to God. And I start praying to God. And she said, now I think that that actually made my relationship with God stronger. Having that heartburn. Having an excuse to talk to God. Do you have your own story in your mind? What is it for you? What's something bad that you've experienced? Is it health issues that have changed your life, changed your calendar, your schedule, your finances, the way you interact with your family and your friends? Maybe some of you are going through some sort of financial struggle, some unexpected crisis or job layoff or something like that. It's interesting. Christians are able to endure suffering, are able to endure things that are uncomfortable, things that are hard, things that are bad. And God has given us a way to see that he is somehow, sometimes without us really fully understanding how or why or when, but he will work them for good. Today is Good Friday, right? And why do we call it Good Friday? You are all about to read and hear read. I don't know if you've peeked ahead in your bulletin at all, but you're going to hear a lot of bad things. Horrible things. Things that actually happened to somebody. Things that actually happened to our God. You're going to hear about how he was stabbed in the back by people he trusted. How he went through excruciating anxiety in stress. He was chained up. You're going to hear about how badly he was beaten and whipped and made fun of, yelled at. You're going to hear about how badly he was killed in one of the most excruciating ways you can possibly kill somebody. You're going to hear about how God died. How is this Good Friday? I want to prepare us. I want us to think about these things as we read what we're about to read and hear what we're about to hear. We're not going to gloss over the horrible things, the shocking things, the bad things. They were very bad. But as we read them and as we hear them, as we reflect on them and we're reminded of what God had to do, all the bad that he had to go through, we read it knowing that it was done for our good. All those horrible things were done for your sake. So that one day, we won't be in a world where we endure bad things anymore. We'll be in a world where the Jesus who dies tonight is the same Jesus who rises a couple days from now, and we too will be raised with him. Let that guide all the things we hear today. All the bad things are done for you and for your good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.